Chapter 1. What is compassion at work? Suffering never really crossed Andy's mind, especially not as a hidden cost to his organization. But one day, as he was running a meeting, a standout employee on his engineering team was unusually quiet and distant. Not knowing how to interpret this, Andy stood next to Sean as he was getting coffee during a break. He asked if everything was okay. Shocking Andy with the intensity of his grief, Xian told him that his sister, who lived in China and had planned to come to the United States to study, had been killed in a tragic accident. Feeling that there was nothing he could do at home and drawn to be with his colleagues, Xian had chosen to come to work. Xian told Andy that sinking into the technical details of the meeting provided a kind of relief from the tide of memories that otherwise washed over him. Facing this news, Andy needed to make a choice as a manager, one that his MBA curriculum and leadership development training hadn't prepared him to make. Was he going to regard Xian's life outside of work as a valid and important part of the ongoing situation he was managing? Or was he going to treat Xian's life and the loss of his sister as if they were outside work bounds? Death has a way of making these considerations starker. Andy invited Xian to take time off if he needed it, to talk with him at any time, and even to come to Andy's own home and spend time with his family. Not all managers would have made the same decision. The depth and quality of relationships at work are part of the complex landscape of suffering and compassion that we will explore together in this book. Andy's choice to pay attention to Sean's grief, to understand it as relevant to the work of managing, to connect with empathy and concern, and to act on those feelings offers a lived example that is like thousands of other examples we have gathered and analyzed in our research over the past 15 years. What may seem like small interpersonal moves on Andy's part were actually potent for alleviating suffering. But what if Xian hadn't been a star performer? What if the loss of his sister hadn't seemed so obviously relevant? What if the grief had diminished Xian's capacity to contribute to the team? Would Andy's calculus as a manager have been different? What if Xian had mentioned to Andy on the coffee break that his sister had suffered from a mental breakdown, or that she had a gambling addiction and had thrown the family into bankruptcy? The forms that suffer